This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing Hilchos Tzitzis. I got a message last night. Somebody sent me a car that was completely overturned on the highway. A good friend of mine, maybe a long-time listener, one of the longest-time listeners. I think he's listening at least 15 years. And I don't have permission yet to say it over, but his son was driving from the Catskills. So I'm not going to say who it is, but his son's driving from the Catskills to New Jersey. And the car completely flipped. I'm saying completely flipped. Completely totaled. The boy crawled out of the car and walked away. He was taken to the hospital, you know, just to make sure he was okay. He was fine. He went to a relative. He walked 2 hours after. He walked to a relative. And the boy does not remember what happened. He knows he got in the car. And the next thing he knew, he knows he was driving on the highway. The next thing he knew was he was upside down in the vehicle and he crawled out. He looks at himself. He sees he's wearing tzitzis. And he was toila the miracle on wearing tzitzis. Where did he get the idea to wear tzitzis from? Because his father listens to the Sunday morning shiur. His father told him, you know, we're learning Hilchot Tzitzis, and we've said many times that even though there's no punishment if you don't wear tzitzis, you don't have to wear, but be'idan rischa, at a time of anger, so then a person can be liable for it, and therefore tzitzis is a great protection. So from the Sunday morning shiur, he told his son, he just messaged me last night, so I wasn't planning on learning Hilchot Tzitzis this morning. I said, okay, at least we have to do some Hilchot Tzitzis this morning. Okay, so we're in the middle of Simen Yud, and then I want to tell you something on the Parsha, which we usually do in the summer on Sundays. We're talking about how many corners a talis has to have in order to be chayv in tzitzis, that it has to have at least four corners. Last time we learned, it was right before Shavuos, if the talis has more than four corners, you put it on the four furthest corners. What if the talis has three corners and you slit one of the corners, it becomes chayiv. So in other words, you diagonally cut into the third corner. It has to be a very big and recognizable cut. Some say there needs to be at least 3 fingers breadth. So, and also you have to cut some of the beged. A slit alone would not render it a corner. But if you don't cut from the garment itself, you just make what we call a slit with a knife, then it's not chayiv until it's roiv pasuach. That's simen yud sifvav. We're up to zayin. Talis shekafla. Let's say you have a four-cornered garment that you doubled it over. Vitafra, and you sewed it. Migimel ruchay seha, on 3 sides. So you hear the case? You have this massive beged, and then you folded it over, and I guess you sewed it on 3 sides. The 4th side you don't need to sew, because the 4th side is the side that's already doubled over. So how do we view that garment? Afal gav shatfira is ruchavais, even if the stitching is wide, ve'ein chud hatfira over mi beis tzadim, and even if, the stitching doesn't go through both sides, it, so to speak, maybe only goes through 1 side of the garment, Ela meruach achas, you still oise. Now, do you make the tzitzis on the 4 corners of the original garment or the 4 corners after it's been doubled over? So, halacha is you make the tzitzis on the 4 corners after it's doubled over. V'yeshoimim, some say shafilu tafra meruach achas, even if it's sewed on 1 side, v'hashar psuchais, and the rest is open mahani. In other words, let's say you fold it over and you put stitching only over here. So it's folded on this side, it's stitched on this side, on the other 2 sides it's completely open. Still, you make the tzitzis on the new 4 corners. Okay? What if imloi tafra? What if you didn't sew it? In other words, you have this massive garment, and in order to wear it, you have to fold it over. You know, like sometimes by Nashim, they have big scarves. So in order to wear it, they have to fold it. Or even men sometimes, they have big scarves. So in order to wear it, they have to fold it over. So do you put Not that you put tzitzis on a scarf. I'm just giving by way of example. You have a garment. It's very, very big. In order to wear it, you fold it over. Do you put the tzitzis on the new four corners or on the original four corners? V'im loy tafra, if you didn't sew it, nechelku apoyskim, it's machlokes. Im yatil tzitzis beknafe apshutos, you put the tzitzis on the regular corners, ayak fulos, or the doubled over corners. V'lachin yizar shalayasa talis kfula. Therefore, you should be careful not to have a bent, folded over talis. Elohim kain tafra, unless you sew it. V'im yi afshar. However, if you all you have is a folded over talis, and there's no way to wear it unless you fold it over, then what do you do? Make the tzitzis on the regular four corners before it's folded over. Yaset tzitzis bedalet kanfei sapshutim. You should make tzitzis on the four regular corners, v'yachal avarech, and you can make a bracha. What if the talis originally was so big that it was impossible to wear unless you fold it over? V'im betchila haisa aruka. What if in the beginning it was so long? Kolkach sheinu yachal lelavshay, that it was not possible to wear. Ella imkain koiflay, unless you fold it over, then yatil bay bekanfes apshutim. You put the tzitzis on the original four corners, but you cannot make a bracha. Avalo yivarech elam kain tafra. You can't make a bracha unless you sewed it. Va'oz yatil bekanfes hakfulim. Then you make it. When you sew it on the sewed up corners, v'yivarech, you can make a bracha. Yod, kafal achas min akranos. Let's say you fold it over one of the corners. I kol akranos, v'asa be'igol, and you made a circle. You hear this case? You have a four-cornered garment, and you fold it over the corners, so now you have a sunshine beged, you know, because We love all kinds of people, and we want to express it in our talis. So they fold over the corners, and now you have a circular garment. It's not sewed. What did you do? You tied it. Afal pi shekashron, even though you tied it, oy tafran, and now you have zero corners. The garment is not exempt from tzitzis. Lo nifter mitzitzis. V'yachal lahatel ata tzitzis bekefel. Basically, you put the tzitzis where it's doubled over, even though, do you remember, the tzitzis has to be a certain distance from the edge. And now that you fold it over the corner, the tzitzis is too close to the edge. It's okay, because that folding over is not considered folding over. Why? Because you didn't sew it. All you did was, you tied it. Oy tafran. So in other words, what you did was you tied it, you sewed it, and now by putting the string on the garment, it's very close, it's less than the shear away from the edge. It's still okay, since if you spread it out, it will be above the kesher agayda. Im aflamata mekesher agayda, you could put the tzitzis even below the kesher agayda. Im kisha yispashed, since when you spread it out, yelamala mekesher agayda, it will be far enough away from the corner. Okay, why? Because even though we learned that when you sew, it's considered a new garment and you put it on the new four corners, that's when you sew and you create new corners. But if you don't create new corners, if it only had corners before, and now you don't have corners, you only have circular, so then it does not ruin the original four corners. Yod Aleph, we'll do one more here. V'im kafal hakranois, if you doubled over the corners, the tafran biribua, and you sewed it in a way that it's square now. Yesh oimrim, some say shabazem ahani hatfira, that this, the sewing will help. V'yatel atzitzis bekefel, and you put the tzitzis in the folded over corner, even though technically it's more than, we know that the hole cannot be more than 3 fingers away from the edge. And now that I fold it over, if I would unfold it, the hole would be more than 3 corners. But since I sewed it, and I made a corner, so I could follow its current state. So, v'yachal hatal atal tzitzis, you can put the tzitzis bekefel in the folded over part, af lamata mikesher gadol, even below the kesher gadol, im kishe yispashet, I'm sorry. Even though it's more than three corners, fingers away, misfas hakaren, from the edge of the corner. In other words, like this. Take a look. You have this garment. You fold it over a corner. I make a new hole. If I would unfold it, it would be more than three fingers away from the edge. It's okay, because I sewed it and I produced a corner. V'rabim cholkim, many disagree. V'sfirulei, and they hold, d'loy mahani atfira, sewing doesn't help. We said earlier, sewing does help. There are those who hold, sewing only helps if you fold the whole talus. You know when everyone agrees sewing helps? When you fold the talus in half. Then you sew it, that's a valid new sewing, and you created four new corners. But just to do it to one corner, there are those opinion that holds that even though you produced a new corner, sewing does not help. So, v'rabim cholkim, many disagree, v'sfirulei, they hold, d'loy mahani atfira, sewing does not help, elam kein kafal kalatalis, unless you folded the whole talis, k'del el din zayin. Okay, one more. Okay, this time for real. Yud beis. What if you had a circular garment? You're just a circular kind of guy. You like to wear circular tzitzis. Zalmi, anybody in Darche wear circular talis? No, right? They're very square over there. That's what I find. Yeah? But, haya habeged ogol. If the garment was circular, v'kafal misfasay olav, you folded an edge, v'tafray ad shenase meruba, and it became square. You had a circular talis, and you folded the corners to produce a square. So is that considered making a square garment? Okay? Im kafal hakranos. I'm sorry. Haya beged agal. If the beged was circular. The kafal misfasay alav. And you folded the edge. The tafra. And you sewed it. Achenase meruba. Until it became square. Yata bo tzitzis. You could put tzitzis. But v'lo yivarech. You can't make a bracha. Even though we said in Zion, we said, what did we say about a bracha? We said in Zayin Ches and Tes that if you folded the whole talus and you sewed it, you could make a bracha. But a circular garment that you folded and you sewed, you should put tzitzis on the new four corners, but you should not make a bracha. Vim hichnis svas habeged bifnim. If you, let's say you inserted the edge of the garment in the garment, v'tafrei ad she'ino nikar klal hakefal, that you can't see the folded over part at all. In other words, let's say you had a circular garment and then you tucked in the corners into the garment itself so that it's not recognizable at all that it was once circular and that you folded it over. Then we say hakefal amal, you don't recognize the folded over part at all, kederach shachayot emoisim, like the seamstresses, like the tailors do, yachal varchalav, you can make a bracha. Ve'efsher de tfira kazumahani, it could be this sewing will help afla hakel, even to be lenient, namely that if you had a square garment and you folded it over and you made it circular and you inserted it and it doesn't have corners now, then you don't have to put tzitzis on it whatsoever. Okay, so that is the sivkatan Yud Gimel. Okay, I'm going to tell you something on the parsha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.